The King's Stewards, Part 4. Solutus strolled out from the king's presence filled with pride. He had always dreamed of being a great military leader. He wanted the military to have the strongest, best-trained soldiers in the nation. Ideas poured into his mind. He wanted to create super soldiers. Solutus was up before the sun rose and arrived at the army barracks. "As you know, the king has been called away to assist in Rayford. I am in charge while he is away. I intend to step up your training and make you stronger and faster than you've ever been." The soldiers looked skeptically at him, but said nothing. "By the time I'm finished with you, I will have the most elite soldiers in the nation. I will see you on the training course in 2 hours." The soldiers lined up on the practice field morning after morning, going through training. Solutus demanded that every soldier put in 3 hours of training every day. He even removed soldiers from their other responsibilities in order to push their development. After a few weeks of this, the townspeople began to notice that there were very few soldiers on duty throughout the town. The crime rates throughout the kingdom began to increase. Without soldiers in place to enforce the laws, it became easy for criminals to take advantage of people. Solutus received many complaints from the people and was aware of the possible consequences. He realized that pulling soldiers from their posts in the town allowed the greedy, selfish, evil-minded people to take advantage of the good citizens. Though Solutus knew of the safety of the townspeople being at stake, he decided to concentrate on making super soldiers rather than on protecting the people. He chose to ignore the chaos and looked forward to the big event he had been planning, a demonstration of how excellently he had trained his army. Solutus set out heralds to the town to announce the grand event. They walked up and down all the streets, calling to the people, "Tomorrow, General Solutus invites you to a grand event. Come and see the most elite soldiers in the nation perform daring challenges." The heralds spread the message throughout the entire town. The townspeople, however, were quite upset that Solutus had taken their soldiers away for training. They were now living in fear of being robbed or hurt by criminals who wandered freely through the town. While some people planned to attend the event, others chose not to support it. The big day had come for Solutus. He dressed in his finest military outfit, and as he stood before the mirror, he said, "Today, everyone will see how great a general I am. I have trained these soldiers to be in the best condition possible. I am the finest leader that this kingdom has ever known." He took one final look in the mirror and then headed for the arena. Solutus sat in his seat of honor and awaited the beginning of the event. But just seconds before it began, there was the loud blast of a trumpet and the strong voice of the official herald calling out, "The king has returned! Make way for the king!"